Good morning. It's Thursday, January 14th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect a cool down today, with an afternoon high of 70 and dropping to the 50s at night. There may be some rain as well. Our top story, after years of dueling dates and locations, Miami's 3 major boating shows will combine to create one annual mega event starting in 2022. The Miami International Boat Show, the Miami Yacht Show, and Superyacht Miami will now collectively be known as the Miami International Boat Show. The event will be managed by Informa Markets, the largest exhibitor group in the world. Organizers estimate the economic impact of bringing the 3 events under one roof at $1.34 billion, equal to 3 Super Bowls. It's expected to support about 9,000 jobs and 100,000 hotel bookings. In food news, have you eaten at Fratellino Ristorante on Miracle Mile? If you have, you've eaten at the best Italian restaurant in Florida. Eat this, not that. Turn to Yelp reviews and ratings to determine the best of the best. The winning Coral Gables restaurant has outdoor seating as well as takeout and delivery options. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In business, by November, Port Miami will open another new cruise terminal in its years-long effort to remake the city skyline. Despite cruising's pandemic stall, Miami-Dade County just celebrated the groundbreaking of Terminal V, named for the industry's newest cruise company, Virgin Voyages. Virgin first announced the new terminal in November 2018, long before COVID-19 wreaked havoc on the industry. Royal Caribbean Group opened the first branded terminal of its kind at the port in 2018, followed by Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings in 2020. MSC Cruises and Carnival Corporation are also planning new dedicated terminals. In vaccine news, are you confused about booking an appointment for a second COVID vaccine dose? Many patients at the Hard Rock Stadium site certainly are. The plan was for workers to schedule your second appointment and give you a vaccination card. Some have received the card, but no appointment. But, don't worry. Healthcare workers and senior citizens who get vaccinated will have their contact information uploaded into SHOTS. That's a system the state is using to keep track of who is getting a vaccine and when their next dose needs to be. Patients will then be contacted, either by phone or email, about 2 weeks after their first dose, to schedule their booster shot. Hard Rock Stadium will eventually be able to schedule the second appointment on site, but that process is still in the works. And finally, everybody's mad in Florida. In fact, they're so mad, a new survey has called Florida one of the angriest states in the country. Alcohol.org, an online resource for alcohol treatment, surveyed more than 3,000 people to find out who was angriest in 2020. People in Florida reported getting mad 7 times a week. The angriest state in the country? Delaware. The least angry place? Hawaii. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.